Today's Shia's Masechta, Menachas Daf Samach Dalad. We will begin on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Six lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Rabbi Shmuel, who said in our Mishnah that when the second day of Pesach, Tezai Nissen, falls on Shabbos, so that we cut the Omer and prepare the Omer, even though it's Shabbos, but as we discussed in our previous shiur, Rabbi Shmuel wants us to limit Chilul Shabbos as much as possible. And therefore, he says that even though normally we bring five saw of grain, of barley grain, that we make into flour, that it should be the best flour possible. On Shabbos, he says, we only use three saw. And the purpose being that we should limit, as we just said, Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Shab Yochim Abroikim, and similarly, the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Shab Yochim Abroikim, Amru Davah Echad, they essentially hold the same opinion. The Tanya explains the Gemara, Abba Osor, Shechalis B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. The Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, Dav Samachay Amud Beis, teaches us that we are allowed to bring a Karn Pesach when our Pesach falls on Shabbos, and including in doing that means that we're allowed to burn the Emrim of the Karn Pesach on Shabbos. But in order to be able to get to the Emrim that we're going to burn on Shabbos, we have to cut open the animal, we have to strip the animal to get to those Emrim. And the question is, what may be done in order to strip the animal to get to those Emrim? The Tanya and the Braisa teaches us Abba Asur, the 14th day of Nisan Shechalis B'Shabbos, that falls on Shabbos, Mafshet as a Pesach, will either skin the animal, strip the animal, the Karn Pesach animal, Arachazah, until its breast. Divrei, Rabbi Shmuel B'Noi Shab Yochim Abroika, because his opinion is that we want to limit the Chilul Shabbos. Chum Maimrim, therefore, only strip the animal that much. Chamaimrim, Achiafsha, Kulai, will have to strip the entire animal. And the explanation of the Machlaikas is what is permitted on Shabbos. Presumably, Rabbi Shmuel is speaking about saying we only can do as little as possible. Chum is saying once Chil Shabbos is permissible, it's completely permissible. There is a machloikus. If this machloikus of the Chamim and Rabbi Shmuel is only regarding the Karban Pesach, or is this regarding every carbon? We know on Shabbos there are many carbonists that are born on Shabbos. Is this applicable by everybody carbon? Why indeed are the Chum lenient? And why do Chum say that we could strip the entire animal, not just up to the Chazah? So there's two explanations given. One is because it's a bizarre kachim. It's not treating kachim in the proper, respectful manner if we're going to strip the animal on Shabbos. That's one explanation. The other explanation is that since when the Chacham say we have to be careful, if it's something that we haven't begun at all, but if we're already stripping the animal, and now the question is just to strip it more or less, there perhaps that's why the Chacham hold that we're already beginning it, so we could conclude, says the Gemara. And the Gemara says that what is the point of saying that the Machlokes and our Gemara is the same, in our sugya is the same as over there, explains the Gemara. Did not Rabbi Shmuel ben Broika explain his position over there, Hossam? His explanation is that anything that we don't have to do, we don't do. Hachanami, so to hear. Kivin the Efshir, since it's possible to avoid Chil Shabbos with three Sairim, Loitachinim, we won't do five Sairim on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, B'mai, who says that that's really the same? Dilma, At kama kama Reb Shmuel Hocha, Reb Shmuel said his opinion in our Mishnah, El Delek B'Zayin Kachim. There's no issue of B'Zayin Kachim in just doing three Sa'im versus doing five Sa'im. Aval Hocha, but when we speak about the case of Reb Shmuel, Aval Hosam, when we speak about the case of Karban Pesach, that over there, the Ikka B'Zayin Kachim, there's a question of B'Zayin Kachim. It could be even the Chacham of our Mishnah, Emelach, it could be that Reb Shmuel will agree that they'll agree, Karabonim Srile, that we skin the entire animal. Onami, another way of looking at this machlokes. Is machma over there. Because what do we need to do? We need to skin the animal, as we're explaining, in order to be able to get to the Amorim. And that's what we're allowed to do, and that's what we're doing. Aval, and therefore, Eldis Aval Etzar Kavoya, once we've accomplished what we need to accomplish, V'Loitzar L'Chul Shabbos, we have no right to be Mechal Shabbos. Aval Hocha, Dlis Aval Etzar Kavoya, taking three saw and start a five saw doesn't accomplish what we need to accomplish, and therefore, Tzarech L'Chul Shabbos, we want to have proper grain for the Karban Michas Omer. Emor, perhaps Rabbi Shmuel will agree with Rabbanon, and that we would be allowed to cut five saw. Ella suggests to Gemara, can we suggest, are agreeing? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Chanina, Sagana, Kahano, Amr Dov Echad. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina, Sagana, Omer, B'Shabbos, Niktsa, B'Yachid. B'Shabbos, we only have one person cutting the Omer when second day Pesach falls on Shabbos, but Magal Achad, only one sickle is used, Bekupa Achas, and only one basket is where the Omer is placed. B'chol, if it happens during the week, we have Shloisha, we have three people, B'Sholosh Kupas, with three Kupas, three boxes is the Omer put into, B'Sholosh Ma'agolos, and three sickles. Chamam, the Chacham say, it makes no difference if the second day of Pesach is on Shabbos or the second day of Pesach is during the week. Under all circumstances, the halacha tells us that we use the same Shalosh Karpus and Shalosh Magolos. Says the Gemara, Miloy Kamar Machina Sgana Hasam. Why did Rav Chanina Sgana Kahanim say when it comes to cutting the grain on Shabbos? Kiva the Efshir, since we could do with less, Lo Tachinen, we have no right to be Mechal Shabbos and use more. Hakinami, when it comes to Kiva the Efshir, we instead of five using three, so two, we should use Kiva the Efshir, we don't use as many people, Lo Tachinen, which is again, says the Gemara, presumably the same concept that we want to limit the Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Mamai, who says that the two concepts travel together. There's nothing more public if we're cutting three instead of five. Aval Hocham, when we speak about how many people are involved in cutting the grain, Dika Pesuma Milsa, where there's the more people that are involved, it's more public. It could be Emek Rabbanon's relay. He will agree with the Rabbanon that the halacha is that we should still use so many people. And as we said when we begin this shiurim, because there was a great need to make this, to do the Ktziras Omer in a public way, because as we learned and will learn, the Tzedakim did not agree with us. So therefore, because of that, we're so important to do it in a public way. Inami, on the other hand, at Kalei Kama, Rabbi Chanina Sagan Hosam, Rabbi Chanina Sagan Hosam said that we should do one. Dibachado Beshloisha, Tzarek Vayim's Abed Belchasai. What the carbon needs is done. The Aval Hocha, this the lois avikil chasu tzarek kuvaya. In our case, if you're only going to bring five three saw instead of five saw. You're not going to maybe get the same quality. So again, says the Gemara, the two positions are not necessarily the separate, the same. Ella says the Gemara, Ravashi, Rav Shmuel, V'Rivayasi, Amar Davar Echad. They both said the same thing. The Tanan, the halacha is, we know, as the Mishnayos and the Masechta Rosh Hashanah explain quite extensively, that the way they used to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, the way they used to identify the new month, was with Adam coming and saying that they saw the new month. Because as we know, when we speak about the month, the moon at the beginning of the month is small, then it gets bigger and bigger till the middle of the month, and then it gets smaller again. And at the beginning of the month, which is the time of the Moilet HaYerech, when the new moon becomes visible, it's quite small. And therefore, getting Adam to come say that they saw the new moon is something that you have to be an expert to see it and come say Adas. And the Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis teaches us, Ben Shenir Balil, Ben Shloi Nir Balil, whether the moon was clearly visible, the new moon, whether it was clearly visible, whether it was not clearly visible, B'chalav as a Shabbos, we Adam allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to come tell us that they saw the new moon. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Im Nir Balil, if the new moon is visible, and therefore it could be assumed that everybody saw the new moon, so therefore we have no right to Mechal Shabbos, and the halacha will be a Mechal of Shabbos. Again, clearly an indication that Rav Yossi is telling us that if we could avoid Chil Shabbos, that's what we should be. Mil loy Omar Rav Yossi Hassam, and as the Gemara explains, is it not the basis of Rav Yossi's opinion that Kivin Efsha loy Tachinan, whatever we could do to avoid Chil Shabbos, that's what we have to do. Hachinami, when we speak about the Yomer, Kivin Efsher, if we could accomplish what we need to accomplish with three saw, loy Tachinan, we have no right to rely on five, to do five saw. Says the Gemara again, the two halachas do not necessarily travel together. Mamai, Tuma, Atkan, come Rav Shmuel Hachab. Rav Shmuel over here takes the opinion, only use three saw. There's no concern that doing this is going to have repercussions for the future. Aval Hassam, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, if people are going to say, well, even if we see the new moon, we don't have to come say anything. Because just like we saw it, Bezdin saw it, and they're going to make that assumption, and that assumption actually may be incorrect. And they think that everybody saw it, but isn't that the case? Amak Rabbanon Sphirilei, they'll agree with Rabbanon that always come to see, say that you saw the new moon. Inami, on the other hand, Atkan Lekom Rabbi Yossi Hasam, Shum Delekat Tzar Kavoya. Why does Rabbi Yossi take the opinion that we shouldn't let the Edom come if it's not absolutely necessary? Because there's no carbon, there's nothing right now concern that the Edom should have to come. And therefore, V'loi Netel Shabbos Letchos, we have to avoid the Mechal Shabbos if we can so do. Avul Hocha, when we talk about the Tziris Oimer, Dikat Tzar Kavoya, we want to bring great grain for the carbon mechas oimer, the nitu shabbos lutchus, and as we're learning, that when this is the situation, that the second day of Pesach is on Shabbos, the halacha is that we're allowed to be doicha Shabbos in order to bring, we're allowed to be doicha Shabbos to bring the grain, could be the Rabbanan Tzrilei, he'll agree that we should bring five saw him, not three. It says the Gemara, Itma begins the Gemara. Shachat shnei chatoz shot tzibur. Somebody had to bring a carbon tzibur on Shabbos. It's Rosh Chodesh or Yontif, and it's Rosh Chodesh on a Yontif that falls on Shabbos. There was a chatos a tzibur was brought. Vein tzorach elachas. And we only have to bring one. And this person, instead of just bringing one carbon, shachat shtayim, he went and he shechted two. Amar Rav Avitema Rav Ami. Rabbi, some say it was Rav Ami say, Chayiv al Shniya. It's considered that he did an act of Chilul Shabbos when he kills the second animal, for he had no right to kill it. A potter al Rishayna, and he won't have to, but for the first one that he did, there's nothing wrong for doing that because it's Tarka Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Vafilu Niskapala Bishniya. Says the Gemara, very bichidish. Even if at the end he did have a kapara with the second carbon, meaning that the blood, we had this example many times when we learned Masech Tzvachim, that when we bring a carbon, Pesach, when we bring a carbon and all the blood spills out, we have to bring another carbon. And if that's what happened over here, that all the blood spilled out, and now we have to bring another carbon after. So it turns out that the shechita of the second animal was very much required, or a few nimtzas rishayna kachusha, and or the first animal turns out to be a weak animal. And we're going to be learning now a very big chiddush, that because the Torah says, hakriva nala fuchasecha, the Torah wants us to bring the best animals available for carbon. And therefore here, if it turns out that there was a problem with the first animal and the second animal was a better animal, so it turns out that's the animal that I want to use for carbon. Still, the Gemara is saying that when I did the shechita on the second animal, I wasn't aware that the blood of the first animal is going to spill out. I wasn't aware that it's going to be that the second animal is a better animal. The halacha is that it's considered Chilul Shabbos on that second animal. But the Karen Oyer makes a very interesting observation. He says that even though the person, when he's shechting the second animal, is considered a Mechal Shabbos, and the halacha, when we speak about Chilul Shabbos, speaks quite extensively, when the halacha speaks about Chilul Shabbos, about Maaser Shabbos. If something was done in Shabbos, if you're allowed to have benefit from it. Will this be considered a valid carbon if at the time you shecht it, as we're learning now, it was valid Chilul Shabbos? So the current Ira says that since this was done b'shoigig, the halacha is that it's going to be considered a valid carbon. The Sfas Emes asks a similar question. He says that why can we suggest that the second carbon can be considered a valid carbon? Why should it not be considered a mitzvah b'avah avera? So some suggest that since this second animal was slaughtered b'shoigig, there's never mitzvah b'avera when the avera was done b'shoigig. Others explain that when we speak about the concept of mitzvah b'avera is only applicable on an inherent avera. But when the avera is connected to a time iser, like in our Gemara, where the issue is because it was Shabbos, then the halacha is it's not considered a mitzvah b'avera. The halacha is that, what would be the halacha? We spoke about two examples. We spoke about if the blood of the first animal spilled out. We spoke about a case where the second animal is better. But what would be the halacha if that didn't happen? The blood of the first animal did not spill out. Can you use anyway the second animal as the carbon? It's a big machloikis. The Karen Oira and the Oilus Shloima. The opinion of Karen Oira is that if the blood of the first animal is still here, the blood of the second animal may not be used. The Oilus Shloima says that you may. The Rashi said that even if the second animal was found to be the first animal was found to be kachusha, and therefore we should use the second animal, which opens up why? Because the halach is, the pasuk says, hakriveu nola fuchasecha. We shouldn't use a weaker animal when we have a better animal. What? But there's a very big discussion amongst the Mefarshim how to understand this halacha that of Hakriveu no lefasechem. Rav Chaim Berlin says that the din of Hakriveu no lefasechem, he should be considered, is considered a din d'oraisa. The midoraisa was supposed to bring the better carbon. And even though this is not a pasuk in the Torah, it's a pasuk in Nach, I saw that both the Maram Shik and the Evan Ezel say that even though it's not an explicit pasuk in the Torah, they say a very interesting concept. That many times in Shas, the Gemara makes a statement, Lomali Kra, I don't need a pasuk. Svaruhu, what we're learning here is a svaru. He's saying the concept that of Hakriveinu Fachasecha, the bringing a better carbon, is not just something is so such a strong svara, it's equivalent to deraisa, and we learn many halachas. Therefore, certainly lechatchila we should always bring the best animal possible. Moreover, even though we've learned many times, the Gemara makes a statement: Tamas v'zachrus b'behema. When the Torah speaks about bringing in animals a carbon, the Torah says sometimes you have to bring a male. The Torah says that the animal may not be a balmum, but by bird, those halachas do not apply. Still, the halach is a mechusar aver. If the bird is missing a limb, even though, as I just said, the Torah doesn't speak about a balmum by a bird, Hakriveinu no lefachasecha teaches us that we shouldn't bring a bird that's missing an aver as a carbon. Similarly, an animal that's a treifa may not be used as a carbon. Another concept that we've learned is that we learned the halachas of mayim agulim. Water that's left uncovered should not be consumed, and that type of water, since it's not the water that we're allowed to drink, should also not be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Another halacha, then they brought a carbon mincha, and they brought it in a basket. The basket in which the carbon mincha is brought has to be a significant type of basket. It can't be a plain, simple basket. Hakriveinu no lefachasecha. There's a question, not that we've established all these halachas, and not only have we established all these halachas, we said strong opinion that they may even be a deraisa. There's a machloikas in the paiskim. There's a machloikas in the paiskim that if you did bring the weak animal, are you yoytze the mitzvah? It could be that if you deliberately violated Hakriveinu lefachasecha, that you're not yoytze your carbon. Ask the Gemara. We're learning now that if you brought the first carbon, the first animal, and then it turns out to be kusha, and then you shechted the second animal, you're going to be chayif for having done so. But ask the Gemara, umiyam merabe hachi, is that the opinion of Rabba? From a Rabba, if you have two animals, one's a good animal, one's a weak animal, if you first shechted the healthy animal, the stronger animal, then you shechted the weaker animal, you had no right to shech the second animal. However, if you shechted the kusha, first you shechted the kusha. And here, there's a very big chiddush. The shmeina is in front of you, which is the one that you should have shechted. Still, says Rava, you're supposed to shecht the shmeina. So now when you shecht the shmeina, potter, you're not going to be chai for shechting it because that's the animal that you're supposed to bring. So you did the right thing. V'loyoid, moreover, elosh oimrim loy, if somebody shechted an animal with what's a kechusha, and checked an animal, and he sees that it's a kechusha, even though b'di'evit it would be acceptable, since we're learning here, because of the concept of hakriveinu no lefachasecha, we tell him, so we see from over here, that even though you shechted the first animal, if you had a right to shecht the second animal, and clearly here, that's what you have a right to do because of the mitzvah of bringing a better animal. And in fact, the Chacham Si teaches us that from here we see the concept of mitzvah menamuchar, that the mitzvah muchar is doicha Shabbos. To the degree, let's think about this Gemara. You already shecht an animal. It's a kosher animal. Still, the Torah tells us that how far we should go out of the way to go shecht, look for better animal, and shecht the better animal. And this we can learn from many places in Halacha, that the Halacha, for example, is that we're going to speak about this. We spoke about this in our Shia today, actually, already, that they burned the Emrim on the Mizbeach. And the Emrim may be burnt after Shabbos, but the Halacha teaches us that we're allowed to burn the Emrim on Shabbos, even though it involves Chil Shabbos, because that's the better way of doing the mitzvah. So we see the power, our Gemara is teaching us the power of a hidden mitzvah, and that person should go out of his way to do a hidden mitzvah. That this discussion has many ramification. The question is that if somebody could do a mitzvah now, but he could do the mitzvah by waiting later. Famous discussion that we've had in our shiurim about hidden mitzvah versus mitzvah b'shata, and it could be that based on our Gemara that we should maybe do a hidden mitzvah and delay. We should delay doing the mitzvah in order to be able to do the mitzvah better. There is a famous question. There are two esrogim. One is certainly kosher, but it's not so nice, and the other one, it's questionable if it's a kosher esrog, but it's a nice esrog. Which one should you take? Which one should you make the bracha on? So there's a famous vort from Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker held that you should make the bracha first on the esrog that's a suffix, because he says that once you'll take the esrog, which is certainly kosher, then taking the next esrog, which is the nice esrog, becomes a meaningless act. Because, explains Reb Chaim, very famous Varta Reb Chaim, if there's no mitzvah, there's no hidden mitzvah. So if I already fulfilled the mitzvah with the first esrig, there's no point in bringing the second esrig. However, there are those that disagree. And they say that, just like we see in our Gemara, that even though you brought the animal which is a kechusha, and when you bring the animal that's a kechusha, you yoytze the mitzvah, still, because of hakrivei nosu chasecha, you should bring the better animal. So here too, even though you did the mitzvah with the first one, you could do it still with the second one as well. So there's an interesting question that the Chidah asks. What happens if somebody made Kiddush on Shabbos with wine, and then he discovered that the wine maybe was wine that was Magula, we spoke about it, that was left uncovered? What is the halacha tell us? Does the halacha tell us that we should make Kiddush again? And he says, yes. Just like our Gemara says, if you use the Kechusha, then you find the Shemena. If there's a problem with the first wine, make Kiddush again. There are others, however, disagree. And they want to make a difference between different Chiyuvim of Hiddur. He said, and they want to suggest that by Kabbonis, because we've been learning, we said it a few moments ago, there's the concept of a kriven nosu chasecha. The concept of hidu mitzvah by a carbon is essential to the mitzvah of the carbon. And since it's essential to the mitzvah of the carbon, therefore, if I find a better carbon, the halach is I should bring that other animal, even though I already brought the first animal. However, of course, when we say that he brought the first animal, what we mean to say, they only did shechita. If you finish completely bringing the first animal, there is no point in bringing the second animal. However, when we speak about our Gemara, and we're speaking about Kiddush, of course, the Torah teaches us that Kelev Anveyu, that there's a mitzvah to do hidden mitzvah. As much as there's a mitzvah to do hidden mitzvah, it's the Rabbanon, and therefore, and it doesn't have the same chumrah as we would have by Kabbonis. So again, the question we started with is why, if you shechted the first animal and then you're shechting the second animal, and the second animal is going to end up being used for a carbon, why is it considered Chil Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Ibai Seima, Sami Chumusha B'Kameisa. But we said that if you find the second animal better, you should use it. It's only Rabbi's opinion, but not everybody else would agree with it. V'Ibai Seima, Hayi, that the statement that was said that Yechai for the second animal is only Rav Ami Amra, indeed not everybody would agree to that. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, what happens if you shechted the first animal and you discover that there's a problem with the first animal that you couldn't have told, that it has an internal weakness? Mahu, what would be the halach under those circumstances? And the Gemara develops the question. Do we look at what this person's intention was? And this person, when he shechted the second animal, did not know there was anything wrong with the first animal. And therefore, when he was shechting the animal, the gavra, the surah kamachavin, his intention was to do something wrong. And therefore, that's what's taken into consideration. We look at what he did. And at the end of the day, he did the right thing. So again, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, the first animal that was taken looked like a perfectly fine and healthy animal. And only after the shechita was it determined that it was a kechusha. And therefore, it wasn't usable. Others I saw say that the animal was missing the proper chalev, which should be used for akhtara. And this animal turns out, which we did not know when we shechted this animal, that it had this problem. So the Gemara's question is, do we look at his machshava? And his machshava was to do Chil Shabbos, or do we look at his act? So the question is that many Rishonim ask that we don't follow machshava. We know that question, the Gemara says, Niskav lechel chelev v'chel shuman, if somebody meant to eat something that's not kosher, and he ended up eating something kosher, the halacha is that he's not chayiv, even though he had the wrong machshava. Or the Gemara teaches us that if a woman made a neder and her husband, unknown to her, nullified the neder, and she, unknowing about that, still went and violated the neder, the pasuk says, Isha firma v'shem yitzchla. And Rabbi Kiva said that this woman needs a kapara, but of course she didn't really do an aveira. So, why over here would we think that it's considered Chil Shabbos? So the Shita Mekubetzes answers. In our Gemara, we also have to remember another factor to do in this consideration. The first animal not only was slaughtered, and the first animal, but the evidence is a good carbon. So yes, if the first animal wouldn't be a good carbon, even b'dieved, we could understand that the second animal, he at the end of the day, did not do anything wrong. But here, it's not that simple. Because here, when he shechted at the second animal, b'dieved, he could be yoisa with the first animal. Says the Gemara, Amalei, Sravashi responds, Lav Hainu, the Rabbi of Rava. What you're asking me is really a discussion that Rava and Rava had. Ditmar. Over there, the discussion over there is regarding Seda, doing an act of capturing on Shabbos. So, Shamash Shatava Tinik Beyond. We heard, unfortunately, that a child is drowning. And this person puts out a net to catch fish, the hella dogim, and he caught fish, he's chayiv. Lahalas dogim, what happens if his intention was to catch fish, the hella dogim v'tinuk, and he actually not only caught the fish, but he also saved the child. So it's a machloikus. Rava machayiv, Rava says he's chayiv, because he intended to catch fish, and he did catch fish. Rava mapater, because he also, at the end of the day, saved the child, which of course is mutter, not just mutter, it's what we're supposed to do on Shabbos. It says the Gemara, Atkan le kapata Rava, el the kiman, the shama, He knew there was a child there, so he assumed that he meant to pick the child up as well. Avala shama, but if he had not heard that the child was there, Rava would agree that Yechayev, even though, so we see that we follow the Machshava. We follow the Machshava. His Machshava was to do the wrong thing. And even though at the end of the day, it turns out that he did the right thing, it doesn't make a difference. So how do you say, so we see that we follow your Machshava. Vikadamri, Amalei, Hana Pluktayu. This is exactly the question that we're discussing. The Rava Rava. Ditma Shama Shatova Tinik Bayam. Again, our case. The child is Nebuch drowning. Or Parash Mitzud Elal Stagim. And you're trying, and you put out a net to catch fish. Ve'ela Dagim Chayiv. Everybody agrees that you're Chayiv. If your intention was Lahal Stagim, to catch fish, Ve'ela Tin of a Dagim, Rava Mapotter, Rava Machayiv. Rava Mapotter, massive. And at the end of the day, what you did here was not Chil Shabbos. Ravama, we follow his, Rava says that we follow his Machshava, and Machshava was for Chil Shabbos. And that would be the case over here, where this person had the Machshava to do Chil Shabbos by shechting the second animal, even though that's not what he ended up doing. The Kli Chemed says that all this discussion is only in a case where person, what he did with catching the fish, was done b'shoigig. That's where Rav and Rabba deliberate if there's going to be a Chiv Chatus or not. But says the Kli Chemed, and if this was done deliberately, b'mezid, even though he saved the child, everybody will agree that in a mezid situation, he'll be considered a Mechal Shabbos. There are those that very much disagree with the Kli Chemda, and they say that the concept that at the end of the day, the person saved the child, and therefore it's not considered an act of Chil Shabbos, even if his Chil Shabbos was with intention to do Chil Shabbos or not. The same question would come up. I saw that the Yadav discusses, if somebody cooked food on Shabbos and ended up, and then as we mentioned earlier in our shir, the halacha discusses quite extensively what is the halacha about that food that was cooked on Shabbos. But certainly if the food was cooked on Shabbos for chayla, that food anyone may eat after Shabbos because that food was allowed to be cooked. We cooked it for a chayla. What would be the halacha if somebody intended to cook food with Chil Shabbos? And at the end, that food was used for a chayla. Would that food be allowed to be eaten? Would that food not be allowed to be eaten? Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabba, Chayla Shemdula Groigris. They identified that you have a person who's Nebuch a chayla, and he has to have of a groigris the size of a dried fig of food. V'rotza sar b'nei Adam, and 10 people all wanting to do what the halacha wants us to do, ran v'vir sar groigris b'basachas. They brought 10 different groigris, but he only needed one. Says the Gemara, Pturim, Dor Potter. Even if they didn't all cut the groigris at the same time, they did it one after the other. Even if he got healthy with the first one, since everyone over here had the right intention, they were trying to do what they can to save the chayla. And as we're learning, what you need to do for a chayla on Shabbos, the halacha is its mutter. But not a question the Gemara poses is by Rava. They determined that this chayla needs 2 groigris. Now the question is, what is the best thing to do? We have 2 groigris on 2 separate stems, and we have shalosh b'ayukutzachas, and we have 3 on 1 stem. The question is, what should we do? What should we do? Do we say shtayim asinin? We only need 2, so that's all we are allowed to do. Davalei, the chazalei. That's how much the chayla needs. Idoma sholosh meisinin, bring three. The kamamat b'ktsira, I'm cutting less. I'm doing only one act of cutting versus two acts of cutting. This gemara actually touches upon a different discussion, and that's the discussion of Rebbe Bishurim. If you do something that you're not allowed to do, but you're doing more or less than what you're allowed to do, is that considered asur mutar? That means I'm not carrying. I'm only need to carry this much, but I'm carrying more. Is that considered an act of carrying? I saw that the Miches Chinuch discusses a situation where somebody is shechting an animal on Shabbos. We've been learning in our sugya that you're allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos when so is necessary. Does the halacha require that I only shecht a small animal, or once I shecht any animal? Says the Gemara. In this question, in this case, there's no shaila. Pshita shlosh masinin. We should do one act of cutting instead of doing two act of cutting. That kind of kamar Shmuel Hossam. When did Shmuel say in our Mishnah, bring three soim instead of five soim of the kimat bebachila, kamamat ktsira? By less tefuah, we're going to have to cut less. Avahocha the kamamat bachila, well, we're going to end up kamafsh b'ktsira. There's no heter to cut more. There's no heter to cut more than necessary. And therefore, vaday sholosh mesinon. This Gemara, the Ran uses to teach us a very important concept. And that is the question, as we keep on repeating in our shiur today, that if there's a store, if there's a chayla on Shabbos, we do what we need to do on behalf of the chayla. The question that we need to discuss is that hutra or dechuya. Hutra means it's completely mutter. Dechuya means we're allowed to do it, but we're only allowed to do it reluctantly. Says the Ran, from our Gemara that we see that the Gemara keeps on trying to come up with solutions or always trying to come up with ways to do less chil Shabbos, it's clearly an indication that we want to avoid Chil Shabbos under all circumstances. However, this opened up an interesting question. And that is, if we have two doctors, we have a doctor that is Mechal Shabbos, or a doctor who is not Mechal Shabbos, who should we use? So there's an interesting verse from the Beis Halevi, a very big chiddush. The Beis Halevi suggests that if you have a doctor who's a Mechal Shabbos, and on Shabbos he's treating a Jewish patient who is very sick, he's still considered an act of Chil Shabbos. Why is it still considered an act of Chil Shabbos? Because this doctor is not treating the patient because you know the patient needs to be treated. He's treating the patient because Shabbos doesn't mean anything to him. Others, however, disagree. At the end of the day, he's doing what the halacha requires. And therefore, it's not considered an act of Chil Shabbos. But according to the Beis Halevi, says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosoy, if we have, as we just mentioned, these two doctors, one is a Shomer Shabbos and one is not, according to the Beis Halevi, we should use the doctor who is a Shomer Shabbos. Because according to the Beis Halevi, the doctor who's a Mechal Shabbos is going to be considered a Mechal Shabbos because he's not doing it because of the mitzvah. The Shomer Shabbos, who's being Mechal Shabbos, is doing it because of the mitzvah, and therefore he says we should use according to Beis Halevi, we should use the Shomer Shabbos doctor. Continues the Mishnah Mitzvah Omer, when we speak about the Omer, the mitzvah is Lahavi Mikar Yushlaim, to bring from the Omer that's closest to Yushlaim. Loibika Kar Yushlaim, but let's say the grain, which is next to Yushlaim, is not ripe yet. The Vinyasa Mikamakim, we bring grain from anywhere. And in fact, says the Mishnah, Maaseh Shebo'omer Mimakim, Gagas Tzrifin, the grain for the Omer was brought from a place called Gagas Tzrifin, and the Shtei Lechem was brought from a place that was called Bikas Ein Soicher, because that was the only place that they could find grain that was ready. Ask them where my tama. The Mishnah began that we should bring from the closest. Why? It says that my ibay seima mishum. The pasuk when it springs about the omer, it says you should bring Carmel. Carmel is moist, and when it's close to Shlaim, it's still moist. Ibay seima, because the Mishnah tells us the rule of ein mavirim ala mitzvah. We have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. We should do it. And if we're walking by a place where it's we have the grain, we have no right to pass by to go further. The Brisker Rav identifies what's the nafkamina between these two pshatim. If they're ready in a place, if the people who are appointed to bring this grain are ready in a place that's further away from Yerushalayim. So the issue of Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs no longer applies. But the mitzvah of Carmel, that the grain should be moist, would still be applicable. Moreover, many Mefarshim say that the two explanations given in our Gemara are not in dispute. They're both true. The Mishnah, the Gemara Masech Tesoita says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara Masech Tesoita, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Lamanu Kibul Schar Mil Amona. We learned from a certain Amona what it means to do a mitzvah. And he says, Ma'aseh B'Amona Achas Shoreh Beis HaKnesses B'Shechunasoi, there was a widow who had a Beis HaKnesses in her neighborhood. V'Yisabal L'Spal B'Chol Yom Beis Madrosh Shoreh Rabbi Yochanan. She came every day to Davin in Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Biti, my daughter, there's a shul in your neighborhood. Why don't you daven there? To which she said, I get schapsis. And therefore says the Magen Avraham, if somebody has two shuls in his neighborhood, he should daven in the shul that's further away to get schar alicha. Many achronim asked the question, but we just finished learning there's a concept of Ein mavirim ala mitzvahs. So the simplest teretz is that over here, by bringing the tefuah from a closer place, we're going to be able to do the mitzvah sooner. The person who davens in a shul that's further from his home, but he leaves his house earlier and he'll be in shul on time, there's no mavirim ala mitzvahs. Others explain that if you're walking by a field that has grain, that's where we have Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. But here, this woman, as she was walking to the more distant shul, she didn't actually pass by the shul that was closer. So that wouldn't be Tefillah Avir Mala Mitzvahs. The Maral says a beautiful pshat. He says, when we speak about Tefillah, what is the purpose and goal of Tefillah? Explains the morale, the purpose and goal of tefillah is to get closer to Hashem. So walking to the Beis HaKnesses is like davening. The whole pasuk, the whole purpose of davening is to get close to Hashem. And if a person is walking to the shul, so then there's a that is included in davening. And therefore, it isn't contradictory to in Mavir al Mitzvahs. According to what we just explained, that the mitzvah of Eim Avir, the pshat of Eim Avir al Mitzvahs and Carmel complement each other, the halacha is that Eim Avir al Mitzvahs is maybe something that we could forego, like the Gemara Masech Tesoita says, when there's a concept of Schar Alicha. But when we want to bring the better tefuah, then we should bring the better tefuah, which is more moist. How would that be translated to the Hilchas Tefillah? The way that would be translated to the Hilchas Tefillah is, what would be the halacha if you have two shuls, and one shul is closer, the other shul is further? A very important consideration, where do you daven better? Where do they daven better? And if they daven better in the shul that's closer, certainly we won't apply the concept of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs to say go to the further shul. And if on the other hand, that we won't apply Schar Alicha to go to the further shul. If on the other hand, they daven better in the shul that's further, without the concept of Schar Halicha, if that's where you could daven better, or the Gemara says you should daven where you learn, that's where you should daven. When there was the war with the when the Romans against the Bachs Beshmnoi, for Hokinus Bebechutz, Hokinus was outside Yishlaim, for Avtumus Bebefnim, Avtumus was inside Yishlaim. B'chayoyim v'yoyim ha'im Yishashulam dinarim. Every day the people of Yishlaim would send money, put Kupa in a box, and they would in turn, Ma'alam Tamina, they would send them animals for Karmat Tamid. Ha'isham Zokin Echashay Makim B'chok Me'Yivanus. There was a Zokin on the other side, and Allah Aslam B'chok Me'Yivanus. And he told the Romans, Amalahem, Kovman Shasukim Avoidam, as long as Klai Yisrael is still bringing Kabonis, Ein M'sarim B'yatchem, you cannot prevail over them. Macha Shoshalam Dinarim B'kupa, the next day, the people in Shlaim sent the money for Helam Chazer, and the Romans sent up a Chazer. Kivin Shigil Chatzi Chayma, once the Chazer was up halfway up the wall, not Sepana B'chayma, he stuck his nails in the wall. Nizdaz Etz Yisrael Abameis Parsa Al Abameis Parsa. Etz Yisrael trembled 400 parsa by 400 parsa. A terrible chil Hashem. Basisha Amru, at that time they said, Osher Shigadl Chazir. One may not raise a donkey, a chazir. And as all the Paiskim explain, Nala du Schari B'dava Asa. But here, it's even more also, where in other places maybe it will be permissible here now, here not. Farer Mishilam Ibnai Chachmi Yivanis. Somebody may not teach his child Chachma Yivanis. Valaisa Shah Shanina, Mas Shabbaim Ibnagagat Srifin, Ushtay Lechem Begats Ain Seicher. Says the Gemara, Kibata Aimer, when the Aimer arrived, Layadim Ech Eis Aimer, from where the Aimer was brought. Achrazu Asa Ucharsha. They made an announcement. Does anybody know where it came from? And there was this mute person. He put one hand on top of the roof. And he put another hand on a hut. So they said, so Mordechai said, is there a place that's called Gag Tzrifin or Tzrifin Gagos? That's why they were able to understand. But not that he needed the flour for Shtei Lechem. They didn't know from where to bring it. Achrasa, again, does anybody know where it came from? Also, Gavra, where could they bring flour from? Also, Gavra, he put one hand on his eye, and one hand on the door lock. That's what he means. And they indeed found that there was flour from there. Says Mara, Hana Shalosh Noshim, the Ice Shalosh Kinim. There were three women that brought a pair of birds. Chad Amrul Zavasi, Chad Amrul Yamasi, the Chad Amrul Nasi. That's why we're bringing them. Savamin Zavasi, Savam Mamish. She was a Zava, and in that case, she has to bring two birds, one for Chattis and one for Ayla. Liamasi meant Liamasi Mamish, that she had a flow, and she was a Zava. And Linasi also meant Lana Mamish, that her period came. The Kula, that in all the cases, that when you bring two birds in those cases, one bird is for Chattis and one bird is for Ayla. Amale Matcha, Shema B'Zoiv Sikna. It wasn't that she was a Zava. She would just, Zava mean that she was very ill because she was a Zav. Yama means that she was in the ocean and she was in danger. And she's bringing a carbon. Shema B'Ena Sikna. And the Aina meant because she had an eye disease. The Kula Aylas Nenu. And therefore, these are all Nedavis. And it is a one Chattis, a one Aylah. But Duk V'Ashkach, they discovered that exactly was the case. Fader the Tanad. That's what the Mishnah says in Masechta Shkolim. The Psachya was in charge of the birds. And who is that? Mordechai. And why was he called Psachya? He's able to understand what other people say. Says, ask the Gemara, Kula Sanhedrin Nami Yadishav Lashon. To be a member of the Sanhedrin, you have to know all 70 languages. Domer of Yochanan, Emeshim Sanhedrin, Ela Bali Chachma, Bali Mera, Bali Kaima, people who are imposing, Bali Sikna, they have a hadrasponim, balik shafim. Balik shafim means that they know how to do kishif, tupshatim. So they know how to judge somebody if he was accused to do kishif, or if somebody tries to avoid them, they could do kishif to overtake them. V'yodim shim loshin. You should never want, you have to, the Sanhedrin has to hear testimony directly from the litigants, not from interpreter. Ella, says the Gemara, what makes Mordechai so great? That he was able to understand words. When the Pasuk says about Mordechai, Balshin, he was a master of languages. He was a master of linguistic, as we see, as we just saw, that he was able to understand what these people meant when they identified places from which flour was available.